Welcome to Side B, recall, analyze, and debrief.
Our theme for this season is conversations that need to be had, recalling our past and analyzing our present to rectify our future.
Side B contains the third and last section of our show, the subway.
On this side of the episode, we speculate on the subject matter that was randomly selected as our dose of the day.
Then we review the topic that we speculated on by carrying it through our version of New York City's subway system. The New York Dose is a speculation-based topical podcast providing millennial conversations around hip-hop culture, current events, and the dose of the New York City lifestyle.
This show is comprised of two sides, three sections, and smaller segments that populate each section. The main sections are Empire State of Mind, Times Square, and The Subway.
While listening to us, use the hashtag TNYD or mention us at the New York Dose so we can converse with you.
You can have your questions, comments, and concerns be a part of our episodes by leaving us Dose Mail. Just head to our Instagram on Tuesdays to see what the upcoming topic of the week is.
Then call or text us at 520-815-6670 to leave a voicemail or a text message to have it air on the following episode.
Now that's the Dose.
Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Hey, guys.
I just want to say something out there.
I'm a fan of the New York Dome.
Yeah, y'all already know. What? I'm off the telephone. Fuck out of here. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? What's good?
What's good, everybody? Hey.
Our next section of this show is the subway. The segments in this section correlate with a few of the train lines we have in the New York City MTA subway system, finally addressing the dose of the day. First, we try to recall how things involving the topic were handled in the past. Next, we analyze how it's going down today, and then we ride the rest of the subway before debriefing at last and figuring out possible solutions on how to make things better, either in our personal lives or the world within. So, our dose of the day is social. What the fuck is it? Adeloso? Oh, wow. Social handles and our lore behind them. So, we're gonna go through the various social handles that we've had. Just kind of like really like dive into this, talk about like what brought us to that handle, and how handles even started in the first place. So I just want to start this off by saying, can we collectively try to analyze how or where handles might have first started?
I was thinking hard about this.
I have an idea, but I want to hear from you guys first, so anybody can jump in.
I gotta say MySpace, right?
Okay.
I mean,
so I'm going with AIM too.
Yeah. So I don't. What is a screen name a handle? I guess it is, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people's screen names became their MySpace handles, so maybe it is screen names. All right, I could take a step back.
Yeah, I think it's AIM, definitely. Like, I was definitely thinking, like, the AOL AIM era.
Here on Google it says, while handle and username are often used simultaneously. So I guess it is basically the same. Mm-hmm.
But
technically,
that was a screen name.
That we
did her. According to statistics.
According to the first thing that pops up on Google, you know. Yeah.
But, I mean, technically, screen names are even before usernames because, like, right?
I think so. Like, what
would... A handle's another word for username.
Yeah.
There's another part.
Wait, didn't you just say that? Isn't that what you already found?
You're discovering so much live on air, coming right at you. Adeloso with the most, though. But yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. But so would there have been anything that predated like AOL?
Web chat, like chat rooms.
Okay.
But that's still AOL.
I think that's still AOL.
That's still screen name, username.
I think emails came before.
But yeah, AOL was an emailing messenger system too, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was an emailing system before.
Like it was separately.
I think you're right. Like AIM might be that official.
Yeah.
All right, especially when it went from AOL to AIM. Because you remember when
they separated.
Yeah, when Instant Messenger was free and everybody started downloading it. Yeah.
And then Sidekicks profited. Profited heavy off that shit.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we can collectively agree that at least in our lifetime, the earliest version of a handle was our AIM usernames, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So can we just go around and like you know, talk about the different various stages of social networkings and our usernames on them. And I guess we can go back to AIM if anybody remembers that. You want to start that, Lolosa?
Yeah, mine's is short and sweet because I see you have 5 billion usernames. But, you know, shout out to AIM, yo. I just want to say I just love getting flashbacks to those times because I used to be beast, like coming home from school, like beast. Same. Like, especially like, you know, if you had a crush or something, yeah, like to see if their name was on the fucking, what is it, on your friends list? Mm-hmm. Was it was it called friends on AIM?
Nah, it was contact.
Was it contact? No, it was Screen friends.
Buddy list.
So my name, which was my name from the beginning of my AIM days to the end, was Spinderella 164.
My number is box. Why?
Oh yeah.
Yes. So Spinderella because, you know, I danced and stuff, but you know, also Salt and Pepper.
Right.
Yes, you know, I was a fan. Yes. But my cousin, shout out to my cousin Michael. He actually thought of that name for me at 164 because, you know, Watch High 64 where I grew up on the block. Yeah, so that was my AIM name for all of my AIM years. Wow. And it was just great, like, going on, what is it, those group chats and just, like, cursing in there. I used to do that all the time. I was that little troll that used to be like, shut the fuck up. And they'd be like, you get out of our chat. Like, you know, remember the different theme chats? Like, yeah. It'll be like cyber or like, that's the only one I could think of.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And what about you, Kadesha?
So my first social media handle, don't judge me. My first social media handle was AllieCK10. And that's how you guys the meaning behind it.
Okay.
So I had a doll named Allie.
Okay,
cute.
The C was for my first initial, and the K was for my little brother's first initial. His name was Kyle, and then 10 was, I think that was that the earliest age that I started? Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And so that was my first social media handle, and I was very like innocent on that. And then once I got older, I wanted to solidify something that I felt like defined me.
You had to rebrand.
Exactly. It's a rebrand. Something that defined me that I thought other people would think was cute. So it was Dainty Daisha. And Dainty Daisha followed me for a long time before, like, even when I got on Instagram. Yeah, it was definitely AIM. It was MySpace, whatever other social media we had. And then, so Dainty Daisha just felt very, I still feel like Dainty Daisha.
Go, come on, Dainty Daisha. Yes.
So yeah, I would do group chats and stuff, but then it started to make me feel real uncomfortable. So then I was just like,
Why? Where did the uncomfortability come from?
I remember when I got into one of those cyber chats.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, this is a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been very sheltered, like very just like withdrawn and to myself and living in a bubble. So once I got into these chats and then people would send me private messages outside of the chats asking me for stuff.
Uh-oh.
I was like,
ASL.
Oh yeah, ASL.
Exactly. ASL was how they started.
I never got like sent pictures. I think it was more like just talking.
Yeah. Right.
And of course, guys, this was when I was older and hitting puberty, not when I was 10.
What 8-year-old is listening to the New York Dose? You don't got that.
No, I'm just saying because I was like, you know, cyber. But this is like, you know, around 12, you know, 13. But yo, I don't remember getting pictures, but I do remember just like more descriptive.
Yeah, I got like, a lot of that. And I was very uncomfortable because I was just like, this is too much. Like, what if my mom sees it?
Right. Was there a block back then? Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely was. But like maybe it was block like the chat. Like you get kicked out the chat room and stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely. What about you, Switch?
I don't know. When I think about screen names, I was one of those people that like was always finding myself. So I was always had a new screen name. Like always had a new
Switch
one.
Has gone through many transformations.
Yeah, gone through like so.
I remember the fucking wolf, Cy Wolf.
Yeah, I've been a lot of different people.
You
so
were one of those.
I would have like 3 or 4 screen names at the same time. Like I remember some of them. They were like be different facets of my personality. Like. I have one that's like Slim Shady Kid 1229, which I never used, but ended up becoming my Facebook email address, like Darkened Predator 6, like that all of like disturbing. My yeah. dark, yo, I had a lot.
And what's the other one? Which one that stayed?
iPower X Ranger. Ended up staying with
what
me.
What does that mean?
That was just like, it was like a junior year in high school. I was tired of all the other screen names. I was like, let me come up with something nerdy that might last me for a while. And I stopped using that one pretty soon after. But I also had like multiple Zangas.
Yo.
You know, I had like Zangas. Multiple MySpace. I used to always create different things.
Zanga was like the first like blog-ish type
yeah.
platform where you could like go and like read people's like journal entries. Like,
That's how I learned HTML.
Wow.
Dude, just figuring out how to edit your backgrounds and change things.
MySpace too.
MySpace was part two. I was an expert by then.
Teaching you how to code.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yo, when I learned how to put that music, I was mad hype. And the moving backdrops with the glitter.
And when you just learn how to bold things and italicize certain fonts.
Yo, do y'all remember DJ or like Denali Nova? Like he went to like TU.
Howard,
remember, he like it was such a thing that like he was so good at it that people used to like pay him to do it.
Yes,
like, MySpace page was everything.
Yes, it was.
You did have a good
Denali. I remember that.
My nigga had a business.
Wait, I need to make sure I jot this down so he can hear this.
Yes, he definitely.
Yo, and shout out to him. He's freaking working with Brandy.
Nice.
Which
he
is
always
dope.
Makes sense.
He always loved her, and now he's working with her, which is dope.
Nice. Congrats.
Because he was the only remaining fan.
I love Brandy.
I felt like he was the only one. And he was for her.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
Brandy, I mean, I wasn't that crazy.
She had to see him. He was the only guy in the audience.
Brandy and Queen Latifah were my queens growing up.
I'm sorry, I don't mean this Brandy.
Let me see. No, you know what it was? It was because after that, after she killed that person, that's when she went down.
She killed somebody in a car accident?
Yeah.
Brandy went down with that Full Moon album.
No, it was the car accident.
Stop it. Come on. Brandy went down when Ray J became a bigger star.
No, I'm telling you, it was the car accident, and then that's when she came out with that next album about like being human. Like, I'm only human. Like, you know, like, okay.
And people really weren't feeling that.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I was all about, what about all of the things that he say?
What about all of the promises
that you made?
What about all
Full moon, dun 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 dun. Full moon, dun. Sorry,
yeah, that
sorry.
One don't do it.
Don't
do it for me at
let
all.
Let me see if I can think back. I remember one of my earliest ones being something about like I went through variations like King Blue 614.
Oh my, Blue B L E U. Not B L U E. I remember that one because Dirk and I both are like
we were like
make a lot of different personalities.
Yeah, we were. Tyler's like the most fucking Gemini that I know. That's not Gemini.
I encompass everything, okay. And I have to compartmentalize it before I'm able to bring it all into one thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, King Blue was a thing.
You guys were just wild as fuck.
Hollywood 614.
Okay. Hollywood didn't come until later. Like Hollywood is one of the most recent ones. But before that, King Blue, I had like June Bug because my birthday was in June. Yes, I had. Remember the rhinestone belt? I had a rhinestone belt that said June Bug on it. Like I thought I was a nameplate, the name belt. I thought I was popping. Captain Black, Archangel. Just like mad names. And then I arrived at Hollywood 614 once I got into like Honors Rep, and I was like, yeah, like I'm doing this. Hello. And then most recently, the most recent thing that I've stuck with for the past couple of years was just DJ SJ 614. You know.
I love that.
Thank you. Which is literally just like an acronym for my initials, Derek James Sherry Jr. My birthday, June 14th. I feel like it just sums everything up very easily.
Yeah. It sounds like a computer program.
DJ SJ 614.
Which is kind of how you operate. So it makes a lot of sense. It's a little extra and it's a little computery. It works well for you.
DJ.
By the way, and we've already gone through this on this podcast, but you're the reason I became Switch because I had like different personalities, and one for a while was like Simon Switchblade, like trying to figure out what I was as an artist. And Derek just started calling me Switch, and it stuck.
Just one morning,
his
bright hair.
We were in a hip hop group.
Yeah, we were in a hip hop group together. So it was like the two of us. We can show you videos. Like
a blast of knowledge just hit the cerebellum. Derek's verses, yo. I feel like that should go out to the world.
No, we were dead ass lit. Like if we. The thing was, we established this senior year, but if we would have started that like freshman junior year, sophomore
we would have been famous.
We would have been fucking famous. Hip-hop, like, we were like fucking heads. Lit. We were lit, yeah. Lit, lit. I'm gonna show y'all videos, but yeah. So like, we were just like in a sesh one day, and I just started calling him Switch because I mean mostly because I'm lazy.
Yeah,
so,
that's what it was.
Yeah. So I was just like, yo, Switch, like that, and yeah.
I went home. I changed my Facebook name. Eventually to Tyler Switched Out, and then like eventually the silent P from Simon came back over, but it's cause of him.
And that P is silent.
Thank you. I want to know, did any of your names ever get you into trouble, or did like it ever give you flack?
Yes. Remember them emails when you had to change like cutie mommy Sita edgy?
When you started working and giving out job applications?
Yeah.
I used my mom's email for a long time because I didn't have an email until, I want to say, I didn't have my first official email since like when I went into college.
Wow.
Yeah. And I used to use my mom's email, Zonil9.
Makes sense.
At AOL.
They made us make a professional email address junior year in computer class so we could fill out for college applications. And that's still my email address to this day now.
Oh. Are your social handles consistent? And if they are, why? And if they are not, why not?
Yes, mines are consistent just because it's just... I mean, now everything is switched to Adeloso, no more Spinderella. I mean, it was only AIM. But Adeloso I got in college, as many of you know, because my flow is just... it just be flowing. And I was also a diehard Fabulous thing, but I think... For handles and stuff, I definitely keep it all Adeloso. And everything else is just Adelise, you know?
Mine are not consistent. Now my Instagram handle is StatusPro. Right, and it's hard for you guys to find it.
Yes, okay, right. First of all, just with her email, so you gave us that one email, and then she was like,
"Why you put my business?"
I didn't get that email. I don't know. And I was like, "Oh, okay, I see." I was like, "You gave us the curve email." She was like, "Here, you could take my Gmail one." She gave us a Ymail. I didn't even know that there was a Ymail.
Everybody always asks that.
Ymail.
So Ymail is Yahoo.
Oh
yeah, that's all.
No, how did Gmail become so popping? Because I feel like Gmail wasn't popping. I feel like first was of course AOL, but right. Then after Yahoo. AOL was Yahoo.
Yeah.
Well, so they started saying that they started marketing it as the professional one.
Gmail, right?
Yes, Gmail. So like, if you wanted to do a job interview, job application, it was free and was professional. So that was the reason why they made us do it in high school. They wouldn't even let us do our AOL ones to apply
or
for
Yahoo
college applications.
Or nothing?
Yeah. Right. And Yahoo was already spam mail by then. Like everybody had 18,000 pieces of junk mail.
Yeah. Wow.
What about you, Switch? Are yours consistent?
Why not? So I mean, really thinking about this, it dawned on me that I've always been one of those people who have like tried different apps out, tried different usernames out, and when I wasn't rocking with how either the branding was or how it was, I would walk away from it. So I also have. Technically two Twitters now, because I have one that I used for a few years that I wanted to get rid of, and then I started a new one when I got back into video work. Mm-hmm. But my handles are not the same. They're similar. They both have like Switch into it, but I write Tyler Switch Down on everything now, so if you Google me, you'll find everything. So I don't really need
to say Google me. Hello.
Yo, I'm out here. I'm a business profile in flesh. You heard? No, but yeah, so you can find me anyway. It's just about, as long as your branding I think is good, you can switch it up a little bit.
Okay. Who gets which one? Like, you know, like when you're like out and about and like you're giving out your stuff, like who, so like, you know, we got the Ymail. Mm-hmm. Who gets the Gmail? Off the bat.
Gmail is like work. If I'm applying to any new jobs, automatically it's Gmail. If it's something regarding like my car, because that's something I need to know, I got to pay a bill or something, that's Gmail. But it's really like things that I feel like I need to look at in the moment and I don't need to miss anything. Because Ymail, I missed it. No shade. That's not even trying to shade y'all.
I know.
But I just try not to give out my Gmail too frequently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these emails, they populate so much. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't feel like erasing everything. So,
I feel you.
Mine's is everything.
You're consistent.
Yeah.
I have Gmail. Everybody gets the Gmail. And then I have kind of like a bit... My businesses have separate emails.
Now, back when you had two different like Twitters and Instagrams and stuff like that, right? Like, who was getting which one?
Okay, so
yeah, your Instagram should still be. I'm like, which one should I tag you in? Like, which one?
The one with the face.
Yeah, one is abandoned. One is completely abandoned. The reason why I got a second Instagram was because I was on we had Instagram. I had Instagram since like 2011 when it was just friends. And when I tried to really incorporate my artistry into it, I used to get like 85 likes on my picture of my face, and then I put up a song and I get 2 likes on it.
Fucking assholes.
And I got tight. Like, all of y'all people, y'all don't respect me as the artist I want to be. I get it. I'm cute and all. So I made another Instagram and I worked on it like a project for like 6 months to a year. I didn't even add nobody on it. I just like developed it. Oh, nice. So when I finally started using it, I abandoned the other one and I started using that one and I didn't follow anybody. So it was like, if you wanted to follow me, it was an actual relationship. You're going to see all of my art. You're going to see all of my work. And I did that for like 2 years straight. Didn't follow nobody on it. And then once it was settled and I felt like, okay, when I go out to places, people know like, oh, this is what you do. This is your work. Then I started adding people. So now everything is organic and it feels like natural relationships with everybody.
Ooh, I love that.
Respect my artistry, her.
You better brand.
That leads me into my next and final question. I just want to know, do you feel like your content reflects your brand? Does your handle reflect your brand?
It does for me now. But it was a big shift that I had to make, and it was a purposeful shift that I had to make. And it took like 2 years.
Remind us of your current handle again.
My current handle is switch.ny, PSWITCH.ny. And on Twitter, I am xswitch, xpswitch. And I'm Tyler Switch Dow as an artist. Like, if you walk in any basically like industry you know me in, I am Tyler Switched Out. And but when I like let you know that I'm Switch on my social media handles, like, that's about my work, that's about my art. And you know that. So once you know that, like, you know what I'm about. So I think it works.
Love it. And what about you, Kadesha? What's your current handle, and do you feel like your content, do you feel like your handle reflects your brand?
My current handle does not reflect my brand. My current handle is Status Fro.
Mm-hmm.
When I created that.
I like that.
I love
it. Yeah, when I created that, I used to wear my fro all the time.
Mm.
As you can see now, I cover my hair up all the time.
Come on, curls.
And it's really out of convenience. Like, yeah. It's not that I hate my hair. I still love my fro, all that. But it's just out of convenience. So I feel like if I were to be reflective of that brand, like, you would see more natural hair things come across that. But I do have another Instagram page that I don't give out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like my teacher page. So that's very branded.
Oh.
I'm a blogger. Yeah, blog. Okay. I do teacher blogs. Yeah. And that one is definitely branded.
Okay.
Like, I put quotes up there from some of the things that I blog. I'm like, I'm just trying to like develop different things. Like, I have like a Wellness Wednesday segment. What's in your lunchbox Wednesday segment?
That's
because
cute.
You know, I get to showcase my healthy eating and I talk about my students. It's very teacher friendly and very brand.
You're a low key blogger.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, it was like Kadesha's Corner. Right. Like, yeah. And those two never like intercepted. Right.
Right.
Yeah, because I never knew about that one or that one. So that's very interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. What about you, Adeloso? What is your current hit? What is your current hand zoom? And do you feel that your handle reflects your brand?
Yes. I mean, I feel like...
No, because you would have mad photos of you knocking women out. Fabulous. Adeloso.
I got a bullet with your name on it.
You OD right now. No, I feel like I love Adeloso. It's crazy how that stuck. Like... for me, but I do sometimes I feel like getting into podcasting, like, I love it too, but sometimes, like, you know, I do want to do more on camera work, and sometimes I always go back and forth, like, do I want to use my real name or do I want to use, and my mom also made me feel bad. She was like Adeloso, she was like, I gave you such a beautiful name for what, like,
chill out, mom.
Like, she wants me to use, like, she wants me to use my name for everything, which is, I love my name too, but it's not that I don't love it, but I think I'm in that weird stage, like, it was like, do I want to change it to Adelise? But I do love Adeloso because I feel
it's
like
nice.
That's also
nice,
like a thing. I don't know. So
I think Adeloso is great for the podcast.
I think so too.
But I think in mainstream, like Hollywood, like, it's very lucky to have a name that nobody else has. That's just your natural name. That goes a long way.
Because not to whatever, but every time I tell people my name, like, I literally, like, I have to repeat it, like, twice, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
But they, like, are so intrigued. Yeah. They're just like, Adelise, I never heard. Mm-hmm. Or, like, what, Adelise? And I'm like, yeah, you know, like, Adelise to your car.
It took you 25 years to get that?
It took me. I learned that when I was 22, but when I was at camp. And this, when I was a camp counselor, and one of my coworkers, he told me, he was like Adelise, and I was like, yo, finally something I could describe it with.
Adelise to your car. I
what?
So yeah, but I love my name for now. I might do maybe like a Adelise, aka Adeloso type of situation. You know?
You could do it like how Tyler has it. It could be like Adelise Adeloso Perdomo.
Yeah. Say my last name.
Perdomo. Yo, how I was outside, I was calling her. I was like, Bama, 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 Bama. She looked up. She thought it was like one of the WeWork workers. She was like, yo, you sound mad Dominican.
Wow, what are you trying to say? Only the WeWork workers are Spanish?
Majority of them are, and there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you very much.
You know, they get good money.
They do.
All right. Well, let me talk about myself. So I think that mine, my current handle is DJSJ614. And I think it completely reflects my brand, because that handle is just me. So no matter what I do, it's just me. So yeah.
Do you have like it, like, does your name say Derek James Sherrier James? Do people know what the DJSJ stand for if they just follow you?
No, half the time, no, which is what I love. Okay. But like on sometime, I think like when I first did it, I included it. I included the full thing in parentheses, mm-hmm. so people could learn it. But then like I took it out, okay. because I like it. I like people thinking it's like a fucking computer program when it's just my initials. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my birthday. So yeah. Thank
your
you.
Your emails are not DJSJ.
Nah, my emails be like
your name.
My name, Derek Sherrier. Right. So it's just, okay. It's very, you know what I mean. All right, we're gonna transfer to the one train. This is the one for fun. Did you have any fun with this topic? Why or why not?
It was fun because I really had to go back to my memory bank and think, like, what was mine? And then I was like, do I want to tell them that first
one? Wait, I wanted to ask you guys really quick, what was the sound you guys use in AIM?
I switched it all the time.
You switched it all the time?
All the time.
I just remember my friends a lot. Remember the change code? Every time I used to love that one. And then the Missy Elliott one, the get your freak on.
Or the ludicrous, don't, 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 don't.
I remember mine being like some form of like Gwen Stefani, like,
yeah, like bananas or something. It was like, yeah, it was like
bananas, I think. Yeah, yeah.
I had Linkin Park for a little bit.
Yes, but yeah, I had fun too, of course, with this. It's always nice to just go back. Like, I feel like I kind of want to, like, does AIM still exist?
It's also, I think, like, connected to your browser now or something like you can do. Yeah, so you can
let's download AIM and let's all be on the group chat.
I don't got time for that.
Excuse me, switch.
That's what WhatsApp is for now.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's delete WhatsApp and bring AIM back. As long as
I need a sidekick.
Nah, y'all, I
do miss away messages. I would just always be away.
Yes, away messages.
But no, that's WhatsApp has away messages.
Oh, it does. It does. Yeah.
It does. It does. Oh, fine. What about you, Switch? Did you have fun with this topic?
Yeah, while I was doing my research on myself, I had a moment and realized that I've been the same person for the past 50 years, just on different social media apps, like getting tight at people and fucking starting over. But hey, my brand is established now, so it took some time.
That's right. I had fun as well, just like going back and digging through those old names as well, and just kind of like thinking about what period I was in my life when I had that name and like how it impacted me and like why. Two for your mistakes. Were you ever mistaken about this subject matter?
What do you mean mistaken?
So I guess this can't really apply here, actually. Now that I like really think about it, I'm like, yeah, no, there's nothing I can.
I remember making a screen name once, and it was back in my Simon Switchblade days, it was Bloody Simon 3000. Mm-hmm. And I made it, and 45 seconds after making it, I was like, this is a terrible email address. What is this? And I had to delete it instantly. That was a mistake.
I love it. actually, yeah, I guess, so me personally, I guess like a mistake that I made, I think that it was a mistake. And I love hearing your perspective about it, actually, Switch. I came to a point, so the reason why all my things are the same is because I came to a point where I was just like, nobody's going to be able to find me, like, if all my handles are different. So, like, I made it a point to, across all the platforms, to make sure that it's a consistent thing. So I felt like it was a mistake when all my things were like different everywhere initially, but I loved hearing from you that like, no, if people follow you, they will find your brand. I love that. Anywhere. Yeah. So I really like that you said that.
But I mean, you also got to think about SEOs. Like my Twitter says Tyler Switchedow on it. My Instagram, it says my full name on it. So you got to right. find it. But I know a girl who her Instagram is like sarcastic by nature and her Twitter is like petty by nature. Mm. I think that's very interesting because it's a twist on her brand. Yeah. She does different things for different social media apps.
I love that. We are going to skip the 5 and the 6 train because that doesn't apply. But the G train, as a guest, how do you think your contribution to this topic helped our listeners or us?
I think it just helped to just review and reflect on where we were and how far we've come as far as social media is concerned. Because that first username, I can't get over it. But then also just thinking about where we were when AIM was a thing, like kids today, even people who are just a little bit younger than us, they have no idea about what AIM is. They wouldn't know how to navigate that space in contrast with something like an Instagram or Twitter. So
I think.
Sorry. And also, like, we were, like, innocent, too. Like, of course, you know, whatever, the cyber thing. But that was, like, still innocent as well. Like, it felt like, I don't know, I just feel like we were just so much more innocent online. Like, we had different motives than, we generally just really wanted to talk to our friends. That's like, it. I feel like the motive, like, there's so much other shit to do online, like, now that is, like, you barely have conversation, too, online. You're just looking at shit and liking it. So, yeah.
I think speak for yourself a little bit. I was a little nasty on Instagram and social media. I was a little nasty back then. I was still being nasty. But I will say, I think it's interesting that we were kind of like born in this middle where like that's kind of like the analog internet and now we're in this digital internet. All that now is like branding. Like these are all jobs and these are things that we were learning out of just hobbies, just wanting to talk to our friends and stuff. Now that's coding. Now that's becoming like a user designer. Like if we were smart enough, we'd all be making cake off of this right now.
We probably could have created WeWork.
Yo, because it was just somebody doing the same thing and just saw the business, but we didn't think about it like that back then.
Right.
We're gonna skip the J train. We're gonna transfer to the L. What lesson did you learn from this subject matter?
Lessons.
I'm the same person I've been.
I mean, I'm happy I never created an inappropriate email that I had to like eventually switch. I feel like that it wasn't a lesson that I learned, but I knew like, you know, that's the only thing I could think of as a lesson. But all right, let's go over to our next.
I didn't have a lesson.
What's your?
Excuse me. My lesson was just. my lesson was just, I just learned that everyone really had different thought processes when it came to this whole name thing. I just really wanted it to be like, who I was. Some people did it based off of like people that inspired them. Some people did it based off of, the periods of like finding themselves. Some people do it based off of jobs and the audiences that those specific jobs bring in and things like that. So I never knew that level of thinking sometimes went into going behind like a handle. I really thought that everybody was just like, this is me. So.
But also, like, how much of a it has an attachment to you? Because, like, you have to really think, like, even, like, me thinking, like, okay, I was, like, what, in the 11th? I was 11, and I was, like, what's something that describes me? I think AIM also, like, made us ask that question to us. Like, like, discovery, where it's just, like, okay, what describes me? I like to spin. I like this. I'm from this block. So it's, like, all these little pieces that are part of you are in your names, which is kind of cool,
Absolutely. And last but not least, the D train. Ew. Does the subject matter need to be rectified? If so, what are some possible solutions we can draw in an effort to move forward? I don't think that there's anything like wrong with handles and usernames and the way that they're currently being approached and addressed. But do you guys have any ideas for like ways of improvement? Because we all started off with like, them nasty ass names that we couldn't use to like get jobs and things like that. And then we like grew up and we made our named versions of ourselves and our jobs and like blah, blah, blah. But do you think that there's like a next step or like a next level coming, or is has it peaked? Have handles and usernames peaked?
Do you remember when they used to tell you not to put your full name on the internet?
Yes.
There was like commercials about that and whatnot.
Yep.
Which is part of the reason why we created these crazy screen names.
Yep.
And then the internet completely changed. And then it was all about putting your name in.
Blah, 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 blah.
So yes. I wonder, are usernames going to even exist anymore? Because it's like just becoming more like they're finding ways to incorporate social media into your regular life. Like
right.
one day you're gonna be born with the Facebook, you know? It's like gonna be like
that's your social security number.
You know, like so maybe they won't be a thing anymore, or maybe they'll make another resurgence because life and the internet has become so integrated. I don't know.
That's scary.
Or
that's true though, because
right?
Yo, it's true. Like, don't use your full name. I used to just put Adelise P.
Yeah. They'd be like, yo, people will come and find you if you pull your full name on. Right. Then 3 years later, they were like, actually, pull your full name out there if you want to get that job. Yeah,
yo, that ass. Crazy.
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Anyone else have anything on that?
No.
Well, cool. This brings us to the end of our episode, everyone. You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram and Twitter, and Hollywood614. Oh, I guess that still is different.
Yeah,
Hollywood614 on Snapchat, but I barely use it anymore.
So you can find me at Adeloso09 on Insta and at Adeloso on Twitter and the Snap.
You can find me at StatusFro on Instagram. You can find me at Kadesha on Twitter, but I don't really use it. Kadesha _ CADACIA.
And find me, Tyler Switch Dial, that P is silent, PSWITCH, just about everywhere. You'll find me, Instagram, Facebook, social media, YouTube, all that.
I'm waiting for him to hit the button. My man was hitting it down like the nuke. You can, don't forget, special promotion is my book, GNHB. Shop NXN, discount code is 10% if you use the New York Dose. This episode is produced by the board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer is Adeloso, and our editor is Bruckner. Photos, YouTube footage, and social media coverage for this week was captured by the motherfucking wonderful Frank in the building. Yes, thank you so fucking much for stepping in for us. Shout out to the rest of the team over at Visuals, Monet and and our crew department, Eden, Cece and David and Noel. And if I forgot you, my bad, but Lenny. Tito, happy belated birthday, Lenny. But yeah, don't forget to ever stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby. Before you leave,
here's a message from our Carbon Dioxide Network brothers
over at Taste Your Tongue.
Let that shit out.
What's up, everyone? I go by Mars, and I run the Taste Your Tongue podcast. Taste Your Tongue is an expression originating in the West Indies, which means think before you speak. Sounds simple, right? And yet there's so many people nowadays who forget to do so. On Taste Your Tongue, we make it a point to combat this reckless habit. So tune in every Monday on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud as we think about everyday problems and then speak about possible solutions for them. Everyone speaks, but not everyone tastes their tongue. And that's where we come in.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
I know they said something about some beef that we had.
This shit is dumb good.
You mad tight, yo.
Hey, yo, that ass be?
Better light. Yo, that shit is whack.
This shit about to be lit.
Nah, you farting, my nigga. Look at me again and you gonna catch these hands.
You big man or little man? You would have thought you was getting that money back.
That's Mad OD.
I'm not pussy. Fuck out of here.
Out of here, my nigga. Like, what?
Hey,
better like the fuck, miss. Miss, like, hey, yo.
Bob, but like, DK.